Living the victorious Christian life. The secret to a Christian life and this victory that we claim in Christ is really in trusting Him and not in trying so hard. There are too many Christians who are trying so hard to please God and to stay out of sin that they miss the whole point. That we need to live a life of trusting Christ. Listen, we can't control all our environment. We can't control everything that goes on. And sometimes we try so hard to do just the right thing, to avoid all sin. Listen, we don't want to sin so badly that we take our eyes off Christ and get our eyes on the sin. Are you in the habit of you know, repenting, trying, failing, repenting, trying, failing, repenting, trying, failing in that cycle? Listen, we all have been there. And sometimes we still go through it. We try so hard not to do something that we do the very thing we're trying not to do. Why? Because our focus gets on that and not on Christ. It's really about trusting and not trying. That's the secret to a victorious Christian life. Oswald Chambers said this. Says, the reason some of us are such poor specimens of Christians is because we have no Almighty Christ. We have Christian attributes, Christian experiences, but there's no abandonment to Jesus Christ. That we're still trying to do it. We're still trying to control it all. We're still trying to control our own lives, rather than just live in total abandonment to Jesus Christ. We have your Bibles, 1 John chapter 5. So we continue our study in John. 1 John chapter 5. Verse 1 through 6. Living victorious through Christ Jesus. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 through 6, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands. And his commands are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood, and it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. Let's pray together. Father God, today, through Christ, we are overcomers. God, we deal with so many things in this life. God, we find ourselves slipping and sliding from side to side in so many instances when temptations come our way, when troubles come our way, when trials, Father, we take our eyes so quickly off of you and put it on the issue or the temptation. And Father, its luring effect often drives us and often draws us there. And Father, we deafen our ears to you. I pray today, God, for your people, Lord, that they would open their ears to hear you and the message that you have for them. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. So there are four things this morning I want to share with you. Four little secrets, if you want to say, to help us live a victorious Christian life. They're not really secrets, it's just sometimes we forget about them. Sometimes we ignore them when temptations come our way or when troubles come up in our life. But we have the power to overcome them. The first secret that we can go through is that the promise of power that is manifest in our lives through Christ in the Holy Spirit. We have Christ in our lives and we've overcome the world, but he's given us a gift of the Holy Spirit to give us that power and to make it effective, manifested in our life in everything that we do. We see in Acts 1 verse 8 says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you and you will be my witnesses. that we will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon us. Listen, when we are born again, when we are saved, the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of us. Listen, we are His. He's sealed us, and He's filled us. He's marked us as His children. We don't have to live this life stumbling around from sin to sin, slipping and sliding from this area to that area. We don't have to live a life just trying to avoid sin. We can live a life victorious for Christ. Temptation is one of Satan's tools for luring people away from their commitment to Christ. You know how Satan gets to us? Satan listens to our conversations. Satan hears what we say when we're talking to our friends. He listens to our prayers that we mention up to God, that we talk about. He listens to what we say to other people. He listens to our conversations. He watches the show that we watch. He listens to the music that we listen to. And he begins to plan and scheme that from that. He watches our patterns. He sees what we do on a daily basis, on a daily routine. He begins to identify our weaknesses. Don't think he's not smart. He begins to identify our weaknesses, and he forms a strategy specifically for us. And listen, all of ours is different. What is a weakness in my area may not be a weakness at all. As a matter of fact, it may be a strength for you. What's a weakness in your area may not bother me at all. But Satan knows already where it buttons to push in your life. He already knows. He watches you every day. He listens to your conversations. He listens to your prayers. He hears those. He can't read your mind, but he can hear what you say. And he begins to form temptations, begins to draw out of us and to lure us away from the Lord Jesus. Yet we have these great promises from Christ that he'll give us help and that he'll give us hope and that he provides a way out of the temptations. 1 John 5, verse 4 tells us, "For every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith." Why? Because our faith is in Christ Jesus and not ourselves. Listen, if we're trusting ourselves to do the right thing, if we're trusting ourselves for the victory, I guarantee you we'll fall flat on our face. Happens every time. Happens every time. If I just had more willpower, if I just tried a little harder, if I just... No. If we just allow Christ to live through us. See, it's not about having more willpower. It's about submitting ourselves to God's will. I've heard some people say that their faith gives them the victory. Let's be clear. What our faith does is open the doorway for Christ to have the victory in us. That's what our faith does. There's nothing tangible about our faith. It's not something that we hold on to, and Satan comes with a temptation that we can hold it up to him. This is our faith. No, our faith is that doorway that Christ works in our life. Christ gives us the victory. We can truly sing "Victory in Jesus," one of the old Baptist favorite hymns. Seemed like we used to sing that every Sunday as I grew up in church. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, he says, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind." Listen, the devil's not coming at you with something brand new. There's people around the world that's being tempted just like you are. Matter of fact, people in this room will be tempted in a similar way that you will be tempted. But God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Listen, claim the victory in Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit over these temptations. Listen, there is victory. You know what? Oftentimes, the victory means you need to get out of there. Sometimes a temptation comes your way, and you need to say, "Oh, and I'm gone." If you think you're a man or woman enough in Christ to withstand the temptation and play around with it, you will get burned. You will get burned. Oftentimes, the temptation is so strong. Yeah, we're living in the power of Christ. And the Bible clearly says there are some things we need to run away from. We need to escape. We need to leave the premises. Andrew Murray said, when we pray for the Spirit's help, we will simply fall down at the Lord's feet in our weakness. There, we will find the victory and the power that comes from His love. Watchman Nee said it this way. I like Watchman Nee. He says, the greatest blunder Christians commit upon experiencing victory over sin lies in not using the way of victory to sustain it. Instead, they try to perpetuate the victory by their own works and their own determination. So what God gives us the victory in, listen, we need to go back to God. When we submit ourselves to God and He gives us the victory, don't think we did it. Don't think that we have all sustaining power now. And our own determination will keep us from falling into temptation. No, the power of the Holy Spirit lives in us. Yes, greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. Yes. But the only way that the Holy Spirit lives in power in us is when we submit ourselves to Christ. Submission. It's not weakness in Christianity. That's your strength. The second secret we see is the principle of abiding faith. See, faith is a principle of victorious living. It is abundant gift received from God through His Son, Christ Jesus. Saving faith is a gift with victory woven into the spiritual fabric and God's grace that frees us from sin. So faith is woven into God's grace. When He saves us, He gives us His gift of faith. And in that we have victory as that faith abides in our life. We see in verse 1 of chapter 5, says, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. We have this indwelling presence of Christ because we have been born of God. We're His children. We are called, chosen, elected by grace to be born of God. Verse 4, chapter 4 tells us this. You belong to God, my dear children. You have already won the victory over these people, talking about those who were preaching and teaching heresy within the early church. You've already have a victory over them because the Spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit in the world. We talked about how to discern the spirits a few Sundays ago. Listen, as we discern the Spirit, God gives us victory over those who teach false things. We're already growing and understanding as the Spirit leads us. The principle of victorious life is the fact that our faith in the sinless, crucified, risen Christ relinquishes the hold that sin has on us and rescues us from becoming overwhelmed by the forces that empower sinful temptation. It is Christ Jesus, our faith in Him, that keeps that door wide open for Christ to work in us. As we have called out in faith and repented of our sin, that same submission to Christ must remain throughout our life. Our faith unites us with Christ Jesus so that we do not live our lives in weakness, tossed back and forth with the whelms of thoughts and temptations and feelings. Evaluate your life even this morning as you hear this message. Are you tossed back and forth? Or do you find yourself walking submission to Christ? Or do you find that there's a constant struggle going on in your life, and most of the time you really push God off to the side and you do what you want to do? Sometimes it comes out okay, sometimes it doesn't. But every time it comes out okay, you think you did it. And so you get more confidence in yourself and less confidence in Christ. Oh, see, it's your faith in Jesus Christ that gives you the victory, not your faith in yourself. Faith does nothing, Dr. C.G. Tumbo said. Faith does nothing. Faith allows God to do it all. Third secret this morning. We must learn to quit trying so hard and allow God to work through us. The third secret is this. The provision for victory in our time of need, that God has already given us the provision for victory. So He's given us the power for it, and now He gives us the provision for it. See, we like to be in control of things, don't you? Don't you like to know how things are going to turn out? I'm the world's worst when it comes to a movie. I like to know what the ending's going to be before the movie gets started. So there's no big surprise. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, don't tell me the ending. I want to know the ending. You know what? It's easier to read the Bible if you read the back first. You know how it all turns out. And I guess I take that same mindset to a movie. Knowing that God has already provided. We like to control things. Yet we only enjoy the provision of victory in Christ that He brings. We admit that we are really powerless to change or control our situation. That's how we have the victory, is when we first admit to ourselves that we can't control it. Listen, I can't control all the temptations coming my way. You can't either. You can't control all the people in your life to make sure they behave, make sure that everything's going to be fine, that you can be happy. You can't control situations. Sometimes life just happens. We can't control it. We can only live through it by the power of Christ. He provides everything that we need, and we must embrace His leadership. Verse 5 tells us, who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Are you living the victory today? Christ has provided everything we need in our Christian life to overcome sinful choices. He gives us the power and provision to be victorious over sinful habits, over anger issues, over stressful situations, over anxiety, a sour attitude, bitterness, envy, gossip, unforgiveness. Listen, God's already given us the power to overcome that. Sometimes it's a process to work us through it, but He's given us the power. And when we quit the process of working through it, we've tried to do it on our own. We need Christ to work in us and through us. Many Christians have been living a defeated life in bondage by their problems and sinful attitudes and feelings and behaviors. Some Christians have been in defeat so long that they think there's no help and no hope to their problems. You see, they just want to survive life to get to heaven. There are a lot of people, Christians, who are not living in the victory. They're just trying to survive. Listen, a lot of Christians, listen, I want to go to heaven, but I'll take the second bus, as Brother Joe used to say. Why? Because God has a lot to do here in this world. He has a lot for us to take care of until He calls us home. There are a lot of Christians who are living in defeat and just trying to get to heaven. Just trying to get there. Because in heaven, I won't have to worry anymore. That's all they want. When there's a world around them dying and going to hell. There's so much life to live. So much victory that Christ wants to have in our lives. Listen, please do not devalue the provision and power that Jesus gives us each day. Some people are so determined to live depressed, to bounce around in drama, or to even live in defeat, that they deny the very gifts of provision and power that Christ has given them. There are Christians who just bounce around in drama. Drama kings and drama queens. Christians. There are Christians who live defeated after one problem comes up and they just melt. Listen, Christ has already given you the victory. Do we have bad days? Absolutely, yes, we do. But we don't have to live in the bad day. Some folks say, Pastor, you just don't understand. I try and I try, but it seems that things just won't improve. Remember, victory comes by trusting. Trusting Jesus with the outcomes, not trying to do better or figure out the situation. Really trusting Christ with the outcomes. Trusting Him. Outlook influences our outcome. Greater is He who is in me than he who is in the world. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 and verse 21 says, my old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now do not treat the grace of God as meaningless. Wow, are you treating the grace of God as meaningless when it's by grace? Not only are you saved, but you have the opportunity to live every day for Christ through grace. Jesus has given each of us a victorious life. If you're not experiencing life and your victory in your life as a Christian, what is your walk with light with Jesus like? Or are you really keeping your eyes on him, or are you keeping your eyes on your problem? I find when I keep my eyes on a problem, if I look at the problems a lot of times, boy, I get down real quick. I do. I'm not immune to it. We're all in this together. If I keep my eyes on this bill coming up or this doctor visit coming up or this situation with this person, this situation, listen, I can get down pretty fast. And sometimes it happens. Boy, when I realize that everything that happens, God already knows about. And God has allowed it to happen for a reason. And it doesn't matter if it's what situation it is, he's going to work through it. And he'll give us the victory through it. Doesn't matter what comes in our way in our life, he will give us the victory when we truly trust him. Does it always come out like we want it to? Nope. But it will come out exactly the way God has planned. Christ gives us the victory. He does not force himself on us, though. Every Christian still maintains a free will, a free choice. You know what? Most people don't like to hear that their choices may be the key to their misery in a situation. Think about it. If God has given us a free choice, a free will to make decisions, and we're making the wrong decisions, we're causing our own misery. We're the ones who are bringing things on ourselves. And God wants us to get our eyes off those things and focus on him. Choose today who you will serve. God has provided what we need. And more importantly, who we need to live as an overcomer. Billy Graham said it this way. He says, we can be certain that God will give us strength and resources we need to live through any situation in life that he ordains. The will of God will never take us where the grace of God cannot sustain us. Oh, that's something we can embrace and truly take to heart. It was said that God will always provide. It may just look different than what we had in mind. God always provides. The fourth secret today is just some practical choices for victory in our life. Some practical things that, listen, we know we have the power. God does provide what we need. There's some practical things that we can do. See, to live out our faith, we must learn to grow and mature in Christ in order that we can continuously experience victory in our lives. Since you asked Christ to be your Savior, it may have been 5 years ago, it could have been last week, it could have been 15 years or 40 years ago. How much have you grown in your faith? How much have you truly been discipled in Christ? There are a lot of people who've been in church all their life, and they still have this real thin Sunday school mentality, that their faith has not grown very much. There are things in their life that come up, and they don't turn to Christ. They turn somewhere else. See, Sunday school, for us, is meant to bring people in. It's the evangelistic tool of the church, and the Sunday school lessons grow to a certain amount. But listen, there's a point that we have to grow deeper in our own private Bible study with God, that we grow deeper and deeper and deeper, and he challenges us to grow in maturity. And we do that by practical things. Verse 5 says, whoever overcomes the world, Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. The strongest people are not those who show strength in front of us, but those who win battles we know nothing about. There are several practical things. Here are a few, if you want to jot these down. The first is this: know your weaknesses. If you want to live a victorious Christian life, know your own personal weaknesses. And guard your eyes, your mind, and emotions. In other words, set boundaries around yourself. If you know something is a temptation, then don't go there. Don't do that. It's a boundary. If you know a person is a temptation, you know what? Draw a boundary there. If you know a certain situation is going to a certain place, draw a boundary there. Don't go there. Guard yourself. Always remember, even a massive chain is only as strong as its weakest link. Memorize scripture, second one, to minister strength to you through temptation and troubles. It's okay to memorize scripture. It's okay to have it in our mind to understand that when temptation comes our way, we don't always have God's word handy on us. Sometimes we don't have our phone on us. Not very often, but it's okay to have it in our mind. The third thing is avoid people and places that infringe on your boundaries and drag you down. Embrace people who add value to your life while avoiding others who add venom to your life. Pray for the Holy Spirit to fill you. Pursue God's will. Listen, if there's something that we as Baptists need to do is embrace the Holy Spirit in our life. So many of us don't want... You know, that's something for those other churches. That's not for us. Listen, the Holy Spirit's for every believer to live filled with the Holy Spirit. The fifth thing we see is to be careful not to carelessly verbalize our weaknesses in areas of temptation. Satan cannot read our mind, but he does act on what he hears us say in our patterns of behavior. The sixth thing, set spiritual goals and strive for growth and avoid idleness. There's one thing we need to do as Christians also, is to set a goal for yourself. Have you read any spiritual books lately besides the Bible? Have you read the Bible lately? Are you investing your time wisely? Are you listening to good ministers and preaching God's word? We have access to it, it's just, are we choosing to do it or not? The seventh thing is this: have an accountability partner of the same gender. Listen, someone you trust and can keep you honest. Listen, we all need someone looking over our shoulder. Even I need someone looking over my shoulder. You do too. If the pastor needs someone looking over their shoulder, then the people that he leads and shepherds need someone too. If you're not investing with an accountability partner, someone just to keep you honest, someone to call you out on something, if they see something going on, they don't mind calling you out. We need that. We need that. And when we don't have it, we're saying, I got this on my own. You'll be surprised how many times we lie to ourselves. We'll lie to ourselves more than anybody else. You have an accountability partner? They pick out that line real quick. Last thing, make prayer, Bible study, worship, and small group a regular part of your discipleship. Listen, we're fixing to kick off our small groups. You'll have a list inside your bulletin. Find one that you want to go to. Check it off. We'll get you enrolled in that small group. Your prayer life at home matters. Your Bible study at home matters. Your worship time, coming to worship, matters. Why? Because all of those work together to grow us as a disciple for Christ. Taylor Hudson came into a victorious Christian life with this understanding. He said, the victorious Christian life is not a striving to have faith, but a looking off to the faithful one. And that's all I need, is that we are looking to Christ for the victory, not ourselves. But we're looking out to Christ. Galatians 2, verse 20 says, I live, yet not I, but Christ who lives in me. Christ gave us a promise of power in Christ, the principle of victory in our faith, or through our faith, provision for living as an overcomer, and he gives us practical choices to make every day to grow closer to him and to live a victorious life. Live as an overcomer. Proverbs 4, verse 23 says, in all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Oh, today, what's your heart look like? Are you living the life that Christ has called you to live? If you're allowing stuff to come into your life that is ungodly, you're not guarding your heart. We all must guard our heart every day. Or there'll be things that come our way because Satan sends them. He sends them to us to get our attention off of God and get our attention on ourselves and on the world. Are you guarding your heart so that you can have the victory and you can live as an overcomer in this life? Let's pray together. Father God, today, we're so thankful, Lord, that you allow us to seek your will. And God, that you allow us to live our lives in victory. God, I know everyone in this auditorium who's listening to this message has experienced victory, but we've also experienced defeat. God, we know what it's like to be hurt. We know what it's like, Lord, to chase after things that you do not want us to have. Father, I pray today for your people. I pray for their strength. I pray for their spiritual walk. Lord, today that they understand that in Christ they can have victory every day. They can live as overcomers. And Father, that their eyes can be focused on you and their mind is on what you want them to be. Lord, lead and guide us today. Direct us in Christ's name. Amen. As our deacons come forward this morning.